I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come
on. Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour supersonic Soul Train line. GA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Seattle to Shreveport, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live for the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How we doing, everybody? Good to be back after a couple of days off. Thanks so much for keeping my seat warm, boys. We are back at it today. Good show coming up for you. We have got everything on today's show. I don't know about you, but I'm into the Olympics. I didn't know how much I would care, didn't know how much it would grab me. I'm here to say, I'm in. I've enjoyed watching the Americans compete. I've enjoyed seeing a lot of these events. The Flying Tomato, Shaun White, absolutely amazing. Chloe Kim, America's darling. We've had some cool wins, some cool events, some cool moments already. And so we begin our Olympic coverage today with a friend of mine who is as big an Olympic fan as you will find. He is an authority on minutia. Dave Friedman, usually known as the voice of Winthrop basketball, is my international correspondent. You heard him as part of the Rio Olympics 2 years ago, down there at Rio as our Super Dave on the spot. He will provide for us, moving forward, starting today, our Olympic Minute. Super Dave will join us coming up here in about 35 minutes from now. Authority on minutia. Also, coming up here in the third hour of the show, Greg Anthony from TNT and NBA TV. We'll talk about the NBA nearing the All-Star break this week. We'll also start taking a look at the NFL draft with a potential first-round prospect. Cornerback from UNC, MJ Stewart, will join us in the third hour of the show. Right now, projected near the end of the first round, some mock drafts have him going to the New England Patriots. MJ Stewart, UNC corner, coming up in the third hour. Also, it's a Trash Tuesday, so we'll do that in the second hour of the show. Take it out the trash. And after traveling, you know I've got some trash to take out. As always, you can hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. You can always connect with us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Bit of a controversial moment last night when Steve Kerr, in the middle of a blowout win over the Phoenix Suns, decided to hand the coaching duties over to his assistants. Not assistant coaches, his assistants being the players. Andre Iguodala, David West, and Draymond Green all took turns coaching out of timeouts. In the win, the Warriors had a 129-83 laugher. An absolute annihilation of a bad Suns team. And Jared Dudley, Suns forward, said, quote, That shows a lack of respect for an opponent. And maybe right now we don't deserve respect. When you keep getting beat by 40, teams won't respect you. But it's time for us to change that. The Phoenix Suns are 18-40. They've lost 11 of their last 12 games. Now, Steve Kerr says he was just doing that to grab the attention of his players, to give them ownership of the team, and that they had not played well recently, and this was a way to get a fresh message in there. He said his voice, they're starting to tune out. So he went to their voices. But the controversial part of this is, in a 40-point blowout over a garbage team, you hand the clipboard over to your players. It's looked at basically as a gimmick, as a gag. Is he rubbing it in a bad team's face? Because you're not giving David West the clipboard out of timeouts when you play the Rockets. Was this Steve Kerr showing up the Suns? It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
It's their team. I think that's one of the first things you have to consider as a coach. It's not your team. It's not Bob Myers' team. It's not Joe Lacob's team, although I'm not going to tell Joe that. It's the players' team. It's their team, and they have to take ownership of it. I have to coach my team. I told Jay afterwards. I said that, you know, people may make a big deal of it, and had nothing to do with being disrespectful. It had to do with me trying to reach my team. I have not reached them for the last month.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
So that was Steve Kerr saying that he went up to the Suns coaching staff and told them it was not about showing them up. So here's where I fall on this. I don't blame the Golden State Warriors for being really good. Good enough to kind of fool around with allowing the players to run plays on the court. The Golden State Warriors are that good, and they don't have to apologize for being that good. I don't love it that Kevin Durant joined a team as one of the best players in the world that already won 73 games in a championship without him, but that's where we are, and that's old news. The Warriors don't have to apologize for being really good. And if Steve Kerr believes that something like this, whether it's serious, like they need to take ownership of the team, or whether it's a little bit lighthearted to kind of break up the monotony of a long basketball season, whatever that is, if it works, Steve Kerr doesn't have to apologize for doing it. His responsibility is waking up his squad, his players, and getting them focused to win a championship. If he does that, everything else be damned. So I don't mind it from that standpoint. Do I think it can work? Look, the NBA has always been an NBA player-driven league, much more so than football. You're never going to see in football the coaches turn play calling over to players and say, why don't you take more ownership of the team? In football, the coach is everything. The coach is the authority. The coach is the rock. You don't give players control or power or influence. It's not how it works. In the NBA, they've already got a lot of power, influence, say. I mean, LeBron James picks his players. Star players decide where they're going to play. Kyrie Irving says, I'm not going to play for you. Trade me in the middle of my contract. Or I'm going to get a knee surgery. This happens all the time in the NBA. So this is just the next outcropping of that. And I don't think it's devastating. I don't think it's destructive. I don't think it's debilitating. It's a really good team and a really good coach trying to connect with his players. I don't mind that part of it. And maybe it does work. Here's what is bothersome, is that we have an NBA season where one team is so much better than other teams that they can fool around like this. And let's face it, when Golden State loses a basketball game to the Rockets, to the Thunder like they did by 20 last week. If they lose, if they get pushed to the max by the Cavaliers or the Celtics in a regular season game, what do we all say? Well, could this be it? Could this be it? Could this? Because we want some drama. We want the Warriors to be knocked off. We want somebody to at least push them to the limit. And I think that's the big problem here. is that when the Warriors do this, it feels like they've lapped the competition so much that there is no drama and they can fool around and diddle away games by having Andre Iguodala draw up their out-of-timeout sets. That's the problem here, is that this just feels like the Warriors don't have to take anything really that seriously because they're still that much better. Now, maybe this is different this year, and what Steve Kerr was talking about last night at the podium after this was that we've had long seasons around here, and my voice eventually gets tired. We've played a lot of basketball games. This is part of the reason that in basketball, it's hard to keep this thing going forever, is because you play so many games, you play a long postseason. If you play into the NBA Finals 3, 4, 5 years, you're talking about playing late into June with 20-some-odd added games on top of 80-some-odd games every year. And at some point in time, it's just hard for everybody to keep focus. It's just really hard for guys not to get satisfied and bored. And that's the problem here. If the Warriors are just bored because they're so good. But I don't blame the Warriors. I don't blame Steve Kerr. I don't think Steve Kerr is the type of guy that tries to show you up, that tries to rub it in your face. It's just that Golden State is so good and has been so good for so long, they have to do things like this, non-traditional ways to grab these guys' attention. Do I think that this year the postseason could be different? I think, but sometimes I don't know if I'm just hoping. I think the Warriors can get pushed, but sometimes I feel like I'm just hoping. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. By the way, Mraz has had quite a successful and I would say tingly type of process in booking some of our guests for tomorrow. Tomorrow, we are going to have on in studio 2 SI swimsuit models. And so if there has been a moment where Mraz's heart has been a flutter booking, it has been for these two lovely young women. Let's face it, when he books Jared Greenberg, heart not a flutter. When he books Dave Friedman, super day for the Olympics, heart not a flutter. When he books Dominique Wilkins' niece, Gerald Wilkins' daughter, seriously, who is, as you might imagine, just absolutely stunning, in studio tomorrow, he's having a great day.
Wow!
It's a win upon a win upon a win.
Call your friends, folks!
Yeah, I would say so. So tomorrow in studio, we'll have 2 SI swimsuit models, and we will have that on the simulcast. So here's what I would suggest for you guys. Make sure you are locked in to the digital simulcast at watchda.com. Make sure you go there today so you know how it works, what's going on your phone, on your tablet, what have you, watchda.com. Also, we'll have that on Facebook. So go to facebook.com/TheDAShow, like the show page when you get there. Again, facebook.com/TheDAShow, like the show page when you get there. We'll get your timeline popping and automatically post to your timeline when we have our 2 SI swimsuit models in studio tomorrow. When we come back, a little sound check, your best audio of the day, including LeBron James talking about the new Cavs additions and Taz weighing in on Jason Kelce's aggressive speech and his thoughts on the DA show. So that's coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
As conditions on the field change, so can your insurance needs. Talk with a Farmers agent today so you can assess whether your policy is game ready. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. Get your trashings in by going to DA on CBS on Twitter. Hit me up. Also, you can always hang on because we'll get your trashings on the phones coming up next hour as well at 40 minutes past the hour. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, DA on CBS. Paul tweets, DA, people wonder why the Warriors are so disliked. Hashtag D-bag move. Chino tweeting in, DA, Steve Kerr is running the Warriors like a co-op. That's well put. But I can't blame him. I don't think that Steve Kerr is known for rubbing it in people's faces. I think he saw his team lose 3 of 4 games, saw them get beaten up by OKC. And I think this was strategic. Look, it didn't happen against the Rockets. Didn't happen against the Spurs. But I do think that Steve Kerr looks for ways to get his guys engaged. That's the one thing. The Warriors are so damn talented. The only thing that they can get beat by is when they're disengaged. I mean, because it's impossible to match them talent-wise. You can't do it. The Rockets are trying. Oklahoma City is trying, adding Chris Paul, adding Carmelo and Paul George. Celtics, obviously, adding Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward when he was healthy. But the fact is, you can't match them or beat them talent-wise. But if they're disengaged or somehow you play a better basketball game, then you can beat them. The problem is, in the NBA, talent almost always rises to the top. That's why NBA champions are usually so predictable. The most talented NBA team almost always wins. And yes, everybody's going to give me the Pistons team of 2004 that took out Kobe and Shaq, but that's always been the exception, not the rule. That one team that didn't have a Hall of Famer, that was greater than the sum of its parts. So I think Kerr is just trying to get them engaged. The problem is they're that good that they can mess around, have a co-op, have everybody pitch in, and still win by 40. Let's bring you your best audio of the day. It's time for sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
So, last night, Steve Kerr allowed some of his players to coach some of his plays. Was the Suns coaching staff bothered?
Not at all. No, he explained that it wasn't. See, whatever coach you are, you have to do what you have to do to build your own team up. And if he thinks that helps them, that's tip my hat.
I think if you are a coach in the NBA and you're just getting your head handed to you by the Warriors, it's not the time to be griping about how you've lost or how they did it. You just have to kind of move on. And for the Suns, I mean, it's not like this is the only team they're losing against. They're losing to everybody. They've lost 11 of 12. Here's LeBron after Kobe Altman, his GM, reshaped the entire franchise on the trade deadline day, and then they blew out the Celtics.
Jordan is a, you know, he's ready to score at any point in time, but his composure was great. Rodney plays with so much poise, and Larry was just controlling the perimeter, sending great pick and rolls, got him a lob, got him a dunk. So it's a good start for the new guys, good start for all of us, with our revamped team so far.
So I know that there's all these jumping to conclusion mats all over the place when it comes to how the Cavaliers looked against the Celtics on Sunday. Cavs 121, Celtics 99, and the Cavs just looked springier. They looked like they had more juice, more energy, more depth, more youth. And all of that's a really good thing for the Cavaliers, and it made you wonder if the Celtics, even though the Celtics seem to be the better basketball team, really are any match when it comes to the Eastern Conference Finals or if they would match up even before then. And I feel like the Cavaliers did the best they could do in that situation, trading away Isaiah, trading away Jay Crowder, trading away Dwayne Wade. They did the best that they could do. Kobe Altman did the best that he could do with the parts that he had, and it was the right thing to do. It was broken. They needed to shake it up because it was dead men walking before that. There was no risk there. Shake it up. Try to get younger and fresher. They did that. Now they look great. I know they look great. I'm a little hesitant to believe, though, that that's going to be how the Cavaliers look. You know, I think that that was a great first step forward, but I don't believe that the Celtics don't have a chance against the Cavaliers. They absolutely do. They're better coached. Brad Stevens is a better coach than Ty Lue. I think in a lot of ways they're deeper because it's LeBron and now a lot of young parts, which is great, but it's still LeBron and a lot of young parts. And the Celtics have veterans like Kyrie, like Al Horford. They've got two very young, very good guys, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They can do damage. And so I think that Sunday wasn't necessarily indicative of where the two teams really are, even though it happened on Paul Pierce night in Boston. And finally, Taz from Taz and the Moose was discussing the Eagles parade and Jason Kelce's speech and actually brought the DA show into it.
We'll bypass our show for a second here, okay. Taz and the Moose. Then we go right into 9 a.m. Eastern. DA, Damon Amendolara.
Yes.
He's got Sean Marash. Marash, he's trying to eat better. Some say he's overweight. It's all right. He's Most ugly too. Do. It's okay.
Wow.
It's okay, but he's a talented kid and I love him. But DA, he's not overweight. Some say he's got too many gimmicks. I say that's a load of hogwash, Moose. I say beat me up to the mothership. Beat me up.
We need that sound
effect. Little help.
Nice job. Nice
Jim
job.
Rome. How about
Beam
Jim
us
Rome?
All up to the mothership.
How about Jim Rome?
Take us all away.
So Taz doing his best Jason Kelce there. I like that. If there was some knocks that you would address the parade, that would be it. You got Mirage. He's overweight. Does no general American history. Terrible at geography. Eats 14 meals a day. They said he couldn't get it done. They said he dropped all those passes for the young guns of that flag football championship game. Said he had no hands. DA, too many gimmicks. They said it would never work. What is this spaceship? They said it doesn't make any sense. Who does that? I don't get the metaphor, DA. They said he couldn't get it done. They said he worked in Fort Myers, Kansas City, Miami, Boston. They said Patriots fans hate him. Couldn't get it done. They said Andrew Bogus. He's doing CAA games. Kadri Ismail. Not even Rocket Ismail. The other Ismail. They looked at Pete the Body Bellotti. He's been on 17 different morning shows. Can't hold a good morning show together. 18 morning shows. Couldn't get it done. They don't like us. And we're okay with that. I'm losing my voice.
Poor Kadri.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS.
Oh, okay.
When we come back, the debut segment of...
Oh, another gimmick. Great.
This is history!
Yep. Let's see. I'm looking through the show.
Let me guess. Is it about Sean?
Let's see. We got the Olympic Minute. That's a gimmick. Trash Tuesday is a gimmick. Let's see. Cut Line's a different gimmick. What Merez ate while I was away is a gimmick. Yeah, so we got like four or five of them coming up.
Stop.
Any more coach episodes? Gotta be couch. It's couch, damn it. We just got done with sound check, also a gimmick.
Tomorrow we're gonna eat hot salsa in front of models. Yeah, when we come back, Super David is Olympic Minute.
Holy your friends, folks.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Get zapped while the sun is out.
Callers come on, they have to ask to board. If he grants them permission to board, he plays that sound effect.
Like, you know,
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
39 minutes past the hour, and a happy Tuesday to you. A little reminder, you can always watch the show at watchda.com. It's mobile friendly. It's on your phone. It's on your tablet. Take us with you wherever you go. Watch the show at watchda.com. The digital simulcast going on every single day right there. It's also, of course, on your PC, your laptop, or on your smart TV. So watch the show like that.
Electronically ignorant.
855-212-4CBS is your toll-free line, brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more in car insurance. Olympics are just underway. Khloe Kim has become America's next sweetheart. She was fantastic on the snowboard yesterday, winning half pipe gold with a near perfect 98.75 in her last run. She's effervescent. She's fun. She's got a great smile. She's young. I think she's only 17 years old. She is a star, and she was fantastic yesterday. And then watching Shaun White work the half pipe last night was a thing of beauty. I mean, you just realize how much athleticism, how much agility, how much incredible explosion you need to do that. You watch everybody else from all these other countries, and then Shaun White, the flying tomato, comes down, you go, that's a different kind of guy. That's the Michael Jordan of snowboarding. That dude is incredible. So I'm into it. I like it. And yeah, throwing the snowboarding events in there a couple of years ago felt like X Games and drawing two millennials. But the Olympics need to do this because the Olympics can get stale and can get old. They want to make sure that the youth of the world is still invested and that they remain hip and current. And I get it. How about Shaun White heading to a South Korean restaurant to order his burger? Chef Cha Gwen Sol runs Santa Burger. Santa Burger. Just a couple of miles away from where they were competing in the halfpipe yesterday. He's a huge fan of Shaun White. And in honor of Shaun White, made a million won burger called the Flying Tomato. 1 million won in South Korean is about $920. So the restaurateur thought nobody was going to order it, especially since it stated it was only for Shaun White. $920 for one of these things. Shaun White came in and ate it. How about that? Reportedly made of two patties, two types of cheese, two chicken wings. Priced at 1 million won or $920, but Cha cooked it for Shaun White for free. Is there anything, Murad, that you would eat for $920?
I would eat most things for $920.
Well, not if I paid you $920, if it cost $920.
Good point. No, I wouldn't eat a thing.
Nothing. Even if you made Shaun White money.
It doesn't matter.
You just think nothing is worth paying $920 for.
Absolutely nothing. Forget eating something. Nothing in life is worth nine, except for like a car or a house. Nothing in life is worth
$900. Nothing is worth $900, like a big screen TV.
No, the last one I bought was $850. It's a little too much.
Okay. $920, so you're cut off. Car, house, that's it.
Basically, yeah, the essentials. You know, if I needed to pay for oxygen, sure, $920.
Okay.
No, especially food. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I got a dollar menu at McDonald's. Why do I need to spend $120?
New roof on your house.
I mean, I'm assuming I could get some of that flex fit that you see to patch any leaks.
Okay, so you're not paying over $920 for a roof.
Nope. My wife married the right man.
Porch on the back? You want to put a porch on the back of your house?
I'll build it for cheaper.
Repave your driveway.
We ride it out with what we got until we sell the house.
Okay. What about education?
As we can see.
No way.
No way. I'm just fine with whatever education I got.
So South Korea in the Olympics in Pyeongchang is on. And it's time to welcome on the authority on all things minutia, my friend, Super Dave Friedman.
Curling. Bobsled. That thing with a gun on skis.
Here's a triple flip. Nicely done.
The DA Show is watching 2,400 hours of coverage, so you don't have to.
Here at Courchevel, the final round of the Large Hill Jumping, the Battle of the Teenagers, is reaching its climax.
It's Super Dave's Best of the Winter Olympics.
It's going to come down to style, I think.
So this will be a new segment here on the show. Some people call us gimmicky. I just call us innovative. Many people know Dave Friedman is the voice of Winthrop basketball. He joins us here on the show. He's the biggest Olympic fan I know. Super Dave, good morning.
Good morning, DA. Can I put on my business card authority on all things Fiducia?
Yes, you can. I think that fits you very well, doesn't it?
I think it does, too. I was thinking that I could spend Mraz's $900 plus on a pick five.
I got to tell you, I'm kind of into the Olympics. Now, you're not there, but did you feel coming into the Olympics you were going to be glued to the TV in these things?
You know, it was a tough call. It's the middle of college basketball season. One of my favorite parts of the year is we get at the end of football and people start paying attention to what's going on in college hoops. But yeah, I'm pretty into it. I just think the spectacle of watching the best in the world perform, whether it's at something we are very familiar with or something that is kind of out there and we only watch every 4 years, I think that's really neat.
Did you watch Chloe Kim and Shaun White in the halfpipe yesterday?
I watched, but not with extraordinary interest. I am amazed by them, but the X Games sports are not my favorites. I was more into the super combined slalom and the double semifinals in the mixed curling.
All right, so tell me about the slalom and the curling. What did you see?
Well, I thought the men's super combined slalom had a lot of interesting things going on. First, I think Bodie Miller is really good on television. The former outstanding U.S. athlete. I like how he kind of has a enthusiastic approach to broadcasting. He's very straightforward but very informative. Then you've got a guy competing in the competition with no ACL. Don't see a lot of NFL or NBA guys out there wheeling it with no ACL. And then the guy that won, Marcel Hirscher, he's kind of been that storyline that we love in sports, the lovable loser, the guy that's always really, really good and finds a way to let people down at the end. And he just absolutely dominated them. He was the 12th fastest in the downhill, and Bodie Miller kind of said immediately, if he's that good at the downhill, he's going to kill these dudes in the slalom. And the first guy out, or maybe it was the second guy out in the slalom, put up a really good time, and they're like, geez, the course is at its best right now. Maybe no one's going to catch this guy. And no one caught him except Hirscher, who just absolutely blew him away. And now he's probably in line for 3 gold medals because the combined slalom is his worst event. He's better at the slalom and the giant slalom.
Interesting. Super Dave Friedman joins us for his Olympic Minute. My question on North Korea, I know that they've added some North Korean athletes to the women's hockey team so that they're just flying under the Korea flag. Is there other North Korean athletes in the games?
Yeah, I think so. Kind of selectively placed where they need bodies. It reminds me a little bit of when you have the rules for baseball and softball, and it can be, you can be Italian, you know, if your grandfather was Italian, you can participate in those sports. There's just a few sports that there aren't enough South Koreans, so they've added some North Koreans, and obviously there's a piece of diplomacy going on as well.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you about curling. Isn't there the first time ever, I think, this year we're doing mixed curling? Is that right?
Yeah, and the mixed curling is a little bit different. There are only 8 ends, and they've tried what can only be called as a gimmick. They've added a power play, which means each team during the course of the eight rounds gets to place an extra stone at the start of the end and kind of work through that. So it would be like if you got to put a man on second base at the start of one designated inning in baseball.
Interesting. Do you like that tweak?
Not really. As a curling purist, DJ, I'm not sure the point of it.
I didn't have you pegged for curling purist.
Well, I'd say over the last 8 years or so, since our friend, the voice of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Andrew Catalan, has been doing curling, I've gotten into it. I've been very disappointed by Team USA. I can't believe John Schuster is back for a third straight Olympics, but I'm looking forward to seeing if the U.S. performs any better. But yeah, I mean, I like the sport. I think there's a lot of strategy to it. I think it's kind of, I don't watch it day in and day out, but once every 4 years, that's good for me. In fact, I would prefer to watch it once every 2 years, maybe once a year.
So how do we look coming into this USA?
Well, if past results are anything, then not so good. We haven't been very good. The funny thing is, I think the U.S. has traditionally come into the Olympics with, high hopes that maybe they can compete, maybe even, contend for a bronze medal or something like that. And then they've had a tendency to blow it when it counts, and they've got the same characters. It's hard for me to believe that the same people that choke in the Olympics every year are then the people that win all the stuff here, all the lead-ups here, and get to go back. So John Schuster and his crew are back and probably ready to disappoint us again, but maybe like Hirschner, maybe they'll turn the tables.
So interestingly, the U.S. is kind of known as, say, the Atlanta Falcons or the Minnesota Vikings of curling.
I don't think they've ever gotten to an NFC championship game. Okay. I think they're more like
the Bengals.
The Cleveland Browns or the recent versions of the New York Jets. They can throw up some 7-9 seasons, but I think they're pretty comfortable at 5-11.
Okay. Dave Friedman, voice of the Winthrop Eagles. Next game for Friedman is going to be against Gardner Webb coming up on Thursday, but we'll speak to him before then, either tomorrow or Thursday morning for his next Olympic Minute. Thanks, Dave.
Absolutely, DA.
Super Dave Friedman, our guest here for his Olympic Minute, and I kind of feel like we should do that a daily segment throughout the Olympics. It's such a short run, just 2 weeks. Why not, right? By the way, one of my favorite news items in recent memory happened yesterday. South African lions eat a poacher, leaving just his head. In South Africa, the animals, the lions, left little behind but some body parts that were found over the weekend at a big game park. Limpopo police spokesman said, quote, "It seems the victim was poaching in the game park when he was attacked and killed by lions. They ate his body, nearly all of it, and just left his head and some of the remains. Police have not yet established the victim's identity, but a loaded hunting rifle and ammunition found next to his body." Well, karma's a bee sting. You go in there and sometimes you kill the lions and sometimes lions kill you. It does make you realize, though, that Mraz was onto something when he didn't know the official name of what a group of lions or group of other animals was named. Actually, he knew a group of lions was named a pride. He just thought that was a group of anything was named a pride. And so thus, it coined the phrase pride of die because he thought a group of deer was a pride of die. In this case, this South African poacher actually did get pride and died. You thought multiple deer were die. Like, that's a group of die there.
Or, like, they call, maybe that's what they call the pride of them. You know, the pack.
The pride of what?
The pride is like a group of animals.
Yeah.
They call them, like, the die.
That's only a group.
I don't know where I heard that from.
It's only a group of lions. Pride of die. So in this case, there really was a pride of die. This pride of lions shredded this dude and left just his head. So good for the lions. You gotta like that turn of the tables, right? You have to. At some point, the king gets knocked off. You want to go in there and you're just a human with a gun. Sometimes Mother Nature wins. And when they do, it's not pretty. You wanted to shoot that lion and put his head on your wall. Instead, the lion ate you and just left your head on his wall.
Or like they call, maybe that's what they call the pride of them.
There was a pride of die over the weekend in South Africa. When we come back here on the show, interestingly, after the Patriots lose the Super Bowl, of course, now there's going to be some critics that come out about the way the Patriots do things. And the newest claim is that they are fear-based as an organization. Is this a fair criticism of the Pats? We'll get to that next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.